Good job.
Yeah, you can put me a little more in there.
Thanks. And our next speaker is Bronco.
Speaker. The NA member chosen to speak at the meeting need be someone who is working and living the NA program of recovery, which is the 12 steps and 12 traditions. In the area where there is not an abundance of NA members with substantial clean time or experience with the 12 steps and 12 traditions, there is a possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous may misunderstand NA traditions and invite speakers from outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. Our basic text, for instance, reminds us that any members from other areas are willing to travel long distance to support new groups. The speaker helped fulfill the group primary purpose, carrying the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts. We come from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on our active addiction or war story, because we all know what it's like to use. We came to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using, and we are here to share our experience, strength, and hope of recovery. I surrender to the Narcotics Anonymous program. I'm an addict, and my name is Bronco.
Hey, Bronco.
Hello. Hello, family. Boy, it's a great day to be clean. But first thing first for this addict today, in Narcotics Anonymous, staying clean has to come first. Because I found out if I stayed clean, there was a possibility that I just might surrender to a God of my awareness. You people, which is the fellowship, spiritual principle, our NA literature, my Narcotics Anonymous sponsor, my Narcotics Anonymous sponsee, all for helping Bronco stay in touch with this new way to live. Boy, for that I'm forever truly grateful. I want to thank the CP group, area of NA, for inviting this addict to travel long distances, as Teresa said. And thanks, Teresa, because, you know, it's ironic. When you get a topic, like she said, I don't look at the topic so much. I wonder if I'm going to speak first or second, because if I speak second, the person going to speak first going to say every damn thing that I had to say. And everybody get a turn, so when your turn come, watch it. That's my experience. You know, and for this topic, everybody in North Philly, in Philadelphia, saying, what you gonna do? I said, I'm gonna go there. And I'm gonna give you what I got. If you looking for more, maybe next year they'll pick you to speak on this topic. I didn't beg them for this. They asked me. They called me all the way in North Philadelphia, called me at work, and asked me, would I take a ride down to 95, get on 13, see what Route 1 looked like, and drive my butt down here to a highway or a road that's called Philadelphia? And I said, it'll be an honor and a pleasure, because Teresa said, in order to keep what I got, I can give it away. But I know this, and this is my experience. In order to stand up here to try to carry a message, I better sit my ass out there to receive a message. And if you don't, humiliation will plague you. I would like for all y'all to partake, and this is some things we do in Philadelphia, because it ain't about the messenger, it's about our message. In Narcotics Anonymous, we give you some directions and some suggestions. You don't have to, but you're going to wish you did. So, there's a lot of us coming here, and we didn't see it. We saw some people that we knew. We went to them. We saw some other people. We gave them a, I don't know what that means, but feel good. So, We great ones for telling people how much we love them, but when the last time you told yourself you love yourself? Sure, we stand clean. That's just one of the components. So I would like for y'all to partake with me. You don't have to, but just a suggestion. Could you put your hand together and treat it like it's a mirror and tell yourself, I love me today. I love me today. That's something you ain't highly probably did. But don't worry about it if it ain't nobody to your right or ain't nobody to your left. That's God's job. He's going to send them here. But you tell a person to your left, I love you. I love you. Tell a person to your right, I love you. I love you. Because if you ain't looking for love, you wasting your damn time. Because that's what three of our words is, and people loose lips sink ships. Love and respect. Go on to information pamphlet number 22. Welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. See, when you get to be 62 years of age, you're going to need some money.
That's right.
Welcome to Narcotics Anonymous, information pamphlet number 22. Welcome to your first NA meetings. NA offer addicts a way to live drug-free. If you're not sure you're an addict, don't worry about it. Just keep coming to our meetings. You will have all the time you need to make up your own mind. At your first meeting, you will meet people with very length of clean time. You may wonder, how could they remain clean for that period of time? If you keep coming in their meetings and stay clean, you will come to understand how it works. There's a mutual respect and caring among clean addicts because we all had to overcome the misery of addiction. We love and support each other in our recovery. The program of NA is comprised of spiritual principles that we have found to help us remain clean. Nothing will be demanded of you, but you will receive many suggestions. This fellowship provides the opportunity for us to give you what we have found, a clean way of living. We know that we have to give it away in order to keep it. The only way to keep from returning to active addiction is not to take that first drug. The most natural thing for an addict to do is to use drugs. In order for most of us to abstain from using mood-altering, mind-changing chemicals, we had to undergo drastic changes physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. The 12 steps of NA offer us a way to change. You can probably get clean by just coming to our meetings. However, if you want to stay clean and experience recovery, you will need to practice the 12 steps. So welcome. We are glad that you have made it here and hope that you decide to stay. It is important for you to know that you will hear God mentioned at NA meetings. What we are referring to is a power greater than ourselves that make possible what seems impossible. We found that power here in NA, in the program, in the meetings, and in the people. This is a spiritual principle that worked for us to live drug-free a day at a time, and whenever a day is too long, then 5 minutes at a time. We can do together, but we could not do alone. We invite you to use our strength and our hope until you have found some on your own. There will come a time when you too may want to share with someone else what was free given to you. Keep coming back, it works. When I first heard that first speaker in Narcotics Anonymous say that, I say, why is he talking to me? I'm in touch with me and him suffer from the same disease. That I had to die so that we can live. So I'm going to give you a drive-by of active addiction. I was born November the 12th, 1943. I'm the father of 21 children. The 19th of this month, I'll be celebrating my 46th wedding anniversary. I got 19 brothers and sisters. I got a host of compadres, comrades, associates, corner boys, nieces, uncles, aunts, grandchildren. But before I was 10 months old, my parents made a decision for Bronco. They coated my gum with corn liquor. They gave me St. Joseph baby aspirins. They gave me Castoria, Castorol, 3 6s, and 5 vaginas. Sound like before I was a year old, I was introduced to liquor, pills, and cough syrup. Components of addiction. I wasn't introduced to myself yet. But on the road, my mother taught me some great character defects. If that's the insurance man, tell him I ain't here. So when I lied for my mother, she treated me with gingerbread, jelly beans, a little extra slice of French toast. But when I lied to my mother, she introduced me to extension cord, black frying pan, crutches, chair, left hook, right uppercut, all ass-kicking moves. So I was confused. I didn't know if to lie for her or lie to her. But somewhere lying for her gave me some benefits. And I call them assets. Lying to her gave me some liabilities. So in the 40s, I drank, did pill, did carcer, lied. In the 50s, sucked snot and ate boogies. In the 50s, I ate paste, snort glue, snort paint, snort gasoline, snort paint thinner. In the 60s, I tried heroin, acid, bits and T's, PCP, TAC, ABC, DEFG, HIJK, LMOP, QRST, UBW, XY, and a lot of damn Z. In the 70s, my name was Jimmy. I did what you give me. In the 80s, my name was Davey. I took what you saved me. 1990, I tried something called crack cocaine. And it made me make a decision. I remember a record by the Temptations. You could be what you want to be. You ain't got to face no more responsibilities up here on cloud nine. So I walked away from a 45-year job, well, 31-year job, 45-year marriage, wife, children, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, and mama, and made a decision to move at 33rd and Diamond in the largest park in the world, Fairmount Park. And I thought I was going to be the custodian, the CEO, and moved on a park bench. And my life did not flash before me. I didn't even never see it. But something I don't see in our areas no more. One guy. Call him the N.A. Cook. He did a 12-step call. Brother right here, named Dickie, the N.A. Cook of Narcotics Anonymous. He's no longer with us. But he came up to me and told me I didn't have to look, smell, or feel the way I was feeling at that moment if I muster up enough willingness to walk into a Narcotics Anonymous meeting that was right behind my back. This was in February of 93. Who gave you permission to speak to me? I'll break your jaw. He said, I'ma keep coming back. I said, what? More gonna be revealed. Just for the day, I'ma stick and stay and all that. This boy talking out of the side of his neck, and he had this cup in his hand. And I said, well, I don't know what you're talking about, but what you got in your cup? He said, coffee, would you like some? No, I don't want none of your coffee, Holmes. He said, why not? I said, cause I don't want none. I got me a stray shooter, got me some gimmicks, got me a half a gallon of corn liquor, and I wasn't for sharing. So I didn't want none of him. And he told me, no, brother, this is real coffee. I said, this is real stuff, too. I said, he kept pestering me and pestering me and pestering me. And I had this beautiful tree right over top of my park bench to keep the rain and the snow off me. It was my roof. I forgot it leaked because I ain't had no tar. But I had curtains around my tree. I found some paint and I painted my bench because I might wanted to invite a guest to spend the night with me. They could sleep on that side of the bunk bed, and I got this side of the bunk bed because my mother told me, if you head is on the curb, your ass gonna be laying in the gutter. super ultra intelligent addict me ain't gonna sleep on no curb, so I'm gonna sleep on a park bench because they got bunk beds. Well, he kept pestering me, and I told him, I don't know what you're talking about, bro. This was in February of 93. I said, if you leave me alone, I'll make a meeting with you in December. Addicts, February, December, and active addiction seemed like it was a long damn time. But it came just like this. December the 17th, 1993, I walked in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, and I have yet found a reason, excuse, or an alibi to go back out to test the horrors of addiction. Why join a 12-step program if you don't want to take the 12 steps? If you think you're happy with one step, can you imagine what I feel like with all 12? In spite of all the stuff that goes around me, losing loved one, losing my sponsor, losing my mother, losing my set of twins, me and my mate and arguing and bitching and bawling all about stuff because she's not a member of Narcotics Anonymous and she just don't understand what this program have done for me so she can be with me. Theories that she thinks because she goes up in her head, because I went up in my head so much, but y'all told me this is Charlie's Wonka Nut Factory. And I told y'all don't know what y'all talking about, and I went up there, and next thing you know, I had a 38 fully loaded popped in my head, ready to blow my brains out because I didn't think people would listen to me when I try to carry this message. So my thinking and theories told me, before you kill yourself, go to a detox, carry the message, and when you come out, me and you are going to entertain something. And they shared with me, get on the bus, run down that corridor, grab the bus driver's steering wheel, and I'll throw you out the window and kill yourself. I didn't pay attention to that theory because it didn't sound right. But when I was home, my sister, I like to buy homes. I used to tell people I'm gonna be president of a union called Pallbearers, and I'm gonna buy some plots and I'm gonna sell them, and I'm gonna have my pallbearer carry your body to the cemetery. And everybody wanna know why you always wanna be a pallbearer. Pallbearers ain't laying in coffins. Pallbearers carrying the coffins. So my theories. So, my thinking like that there, my sister and my brother-in-law, they were arguing, and they said they made a decision, they're going to break up. And I happened to come in from when my thinking, talking about this bus, and the furniture is gone. I know ain't nobody breaking Bronco's place. I went up and all my stuff there, looked at my sister's stuff, and she come in the door, and she talking about, man, me and Ryan broke up. I put some stuff in storage. I said, okay. So she left out, and I looked over in the corner, was a basket, and I had gave her a 38 so to help protect herself, and it was laying over there in the corner. And I said, I know that ain't that gun I gave her. And when I picked it up, I got to twirling it like Sammy Davis Jr. And something in theory said, use a punk. If you ain't no punk, blow your brains out. Think I'm no punk. And I did like this, and I went to cock it in the phone room. And I picked the phone. Who the hell is this? Yo, Spots, what's up? I need you to share my home group tonight. I'm on my way to come and get you. If you don't know, this is not theory. That was God doing for me what I refused to do for myself. Because I didn't believe in God for 57 years of my life. I'm coming to believe there is a God, and Broncos ain't it. So you're going to hear me talk about God, because if you care about something, you're going to talk positive about it. And God done for me. Everybody, I used to share with y'all in the meetings when we opened up the meetings. I did the Nelly Vanilli lip sync, the Serenity Prayer and stuff. Sit down, get up in the meeting, get in the circle. Let's go. What we going to do? We're going to go to Mickey D's, going to go to Burger King's. Where we going to go eat it? Anyway, man, do that. All theories about God behind the fact I found out today it ain't the point I didn't never believe in God. I still don't, and I never believed in religion. And I always acquainted God with religion. Thank God for a sister named Betty Boo. She said, "Old head, every meeting you make, and I come in, I want you to read this here. What is the Narcotics Anonymous program?" And it says, "Religion or lack of religion?" And I didn't have religion, and I lacked religion. And when she got killed, when she died, it hit me. That's why she wanted me to read it. I had lack of religion. This is a spiritual, not a religious program. I can get a God spiritually because y'all was it. This was my God. I was on a keychain chase. Y'all gave me this one. And y'all hugged me, and I smelled perfume from the women and cologne and oil from the men. And I said, smelled myself, and I smelled shit. And I said, damn, all this time I thought I was the shit. I'm the one smelling like shit. I said, and these people hugged me. I wanted some of the stuff y'all got, so y'all was my power greater than myself. So y'all gave me this, and I'm lesser because misinformed people will give you misinformed information. My experience, theories, when y'all gave me this, and I ran to my mom, you know, because I ain't on the park bench. I'm trying to go see my mom. And I said, "Mom, look what they gave me." She said, "Keychain, huh?" She threw the shit over in the corner. I said, "Yo, what's up?" She say, "They gave you a keychain? Boy, I would have gave you a key." I said, damn. I went and picked it up because I looked at it. I felt kind of bad. I couldn't wait to get to a meeting and tell y'all, man, y'all gave me this keychain. My mother threw it in the corner, told me she would have gave me a key. They said, "Bronco, we gave you the key. It's the key to freedom." How many keys your mother gave you and you stayed clean? I couldn't wait to get back to my mother to tell my mother, "This is the key to freedom." That was just a theory, y'all. I ain't that bad because she knocked teeth out. I wasn't going to say it to her, but I thought it, theorizing. But when I got to her, y'all told me to give her a hug. And I realized misinformed people do give you misinformed information. So now the power greater than myself was, when y'all gave me this one, I saw a guy get the orange keychain. So I didn't want this one at first. And I said, "Man, how you get that?" He said, "Bronco, I stayed clean for 30 days. I got a white one and an orange one." So I said, "Well, shit, how do I get that orange?" He said, "Stay clean for 30 days. He said, January the 17th, you'll get that if you stay clean a day at a time." Not believing in God, but how God worked. I'm at this meeting. 30 days, Bronco raised his hand, they give me an orange one. 60 days, he get the green one. "How'd you get that one?" "I stayed clean for 30 more days longer than you. Remember, every 17th of the month, if you pick up a keychain for a while, I'll pick up one." Okay. Made a meeting. Was this March? It was February. I got the green one, and he got a red one. Talking about a power grading myself. This suspense is working now. I said, "I got 30 days, and I'll get that one, right?" He said, "That's right, Bronco." He said, "Boy, it's coming to understand how this thing works." I said, "Yeah, hey." March came. I got the red one. He didn't get none. "Man, why did you use? Man, why didn't you call me?" He said, "I ain't used Bronco. I just got to wait 90 more days before I get that one." I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, you get 90 days, then you got to wait 6 months. Then you get to wait 90 more days, and then you get a 9 months. I said, "Man, so we going to be at meetings when you get them." So what I felt one day when he got his 6-month keychain, I only had 5 months. I couldn't get a 6-month keychain. And I felt it, the power working. I'm on a keychain chase now. The evidence, no more theoretics, no more Huey Newton and all that did of evidence and tolerance and Einstein theories and all that did. Yo, my boy, when he died, I went and got a sponsor. His name was Norwood. He told me two things. He said, "Bronco, everybody in Narcotics Anonymous is looking for the secret, and everybody looking for the direction. I don't want you to look for no secrets. I just want you to stay with the directions. I said, well, what's the secret response? He said, the secret is don't use drugs. The direction is make Narcotics Anonymous meeting. Recovery happening in our meetings. If you ain't using, you can get some recovery. If you using, you ain't going to get no recovery because you ain't going to make a meeting. I said, okay. I saw a secret. I said, that's a theory. He said, no, this is a proven plan. Those who make meetings regularly stay clean. If you want what we have to offer and willing to make the effort to get it, you already take certain things. These are the principles that make our recovery possible. Yeah, so I'm on my way. So I got this one. Clean and serene for a multiple year recovery. But before I share about this one, they gave me that 1 year, that glow joint. The boy told me, Bronco, that light up so you don't have to. I said, yeah. I went in the house and my keys dropped and it was dark and something green on the floor and I stomped it. I said, I got that sucker. And it was still there. And when I bent down here, I said, damn, this is that keychain. This is what he must have been talking about. It light up so I don't have to. So I waited almost 2 years, waiting 23 months, waiting one more month to get this November the 17th. Boy, I said, I got 30 damn more days and I get this one. And somebody had an 18-month keychain, a gray joint. I said, yo, where'd that come from? They said, what you mean? They said, it's a new piece of thing. I said, no, man, damn boy, I ain't get that. They said, Bronco, calm down. You ain't got to get upset. Just pick it up. Yo, Bronco that forgot to get his 18-month keychain. I said, I didn't forget it. Wasn't there. So they said, well, you just get it. Stop going up in your head, Bronco. Stop going up in your head. So I got it. Then all of a sudden, I got this one. Because I got this one, don't make me that much more important than the person that got this one. And the person that got this one ain't that much more important than the person that got this one. Because when you flip the script, all we got is just for today anyway. Boy, listen, the old lie will no longer be tolerated. Many books have been written about the nature of addiction. This book primarily concerns itself with the nature of recovery. If you are an addict and have found this book, please give yourself a break and read it. It don't say get a newcomer's a break. It say give yourself a break. Invest in your recovery. I got all the literature. Y'all gave me, I ain't got my little newfound friend, boy, you got to get some powerful eyeglasses to read this joint. If you got good eyesight, tell you, it's my experience. If you got good eyesight, don't read this in the dark. Your eyes will be bad. You better. The convention, they put a magnifying glass in with it. Yeah. It's on the flat, but you know, but you still got to have good eyesight to read through my class grade. You know what I mean? Y'all gave me the introductory guide to Narcotics Anonymous, and y'all gave me the second most important book in Narcotics Anonymous, the meeting list. You get this to find out where you can go get all this. You get this to find out where you can go get recovery, because recovery happened in our meetings. So, and we give you a little favor. We give you some list so you can get some phone numbers. But once you get your book, this become a directory. That's a damn boy. Oh, look. That's me when I first came into Narcotics Anonymous. It was in December and I ain't had no shirt on with my jacket open, thought I was all that. Well, we can laugh at ourselves today. Phone numbers, things, little writing. But I remember when I went to outpatient with almost 2 years clean because I was going to get a new woman. And I wanted to know what it's like living with a woman in recovery and married. And they told me with theories, don't worry about marriage right now, Bronco. Learning how to identify, label, and express your damn feelings. Out of 15 of y'all, 2 of y'all ain't gonna make it. That was a damn theory. I looked around, and you know what I said. I'm one of them one going to. I'm the one that did. And I'm the one that's there for all the ones that's still struggling that was in that group. They call me. And I call them. People tell me I don't hang around with active addicts. I do. You recovered ones know where to get the help. The active ones don't. I don't do what they do, but if they need me, they call me. Because I will show up today. That's my experience. Dickie showed up for me. I will not turn this gift back in his face. And for those, if I believe in the gift of recovery, I better believe in the gift giver of recovery. Teresa said, you got to have a God. For 7 years, I didn't. I didn't face a rough road. I was happy, joyous, and free. God was just putting me in position to get me right where he needed me. And he put me with my daughter, and she had 12 years clean. I got a son with 16 years clean who became a minister. And I got a daughter with 12 years who became a minister. Evidence that I better start coming to believe in God. My daughter said, Dad, I got to go look at this about this job. Would you watch the children? Because I don't babysit my grandbabies. I watch my children. And I said, sure. And I beat them up and everything. We got to fighting, playing, having a good damn time. And I said, all right, this is August. Y'all be going to school in September, so y'all might as well start going to bed early. They said, okay, Papa, we'll do that. But we do whatever you ask us to do. Would you do one thing for us? I said, sure. What's up? They say, pray with us. I said, that's right. Y'all ain't got to go to bed. They said, what you mean, Papa? You going to do something for us? I said, yeah, but y'all ain't got to go to bed. Let's play. They said, no, Papa, come on and pray with us. That was the most hurtingest thing that ever inflicted my body. That did more to me than drugs ever did. Because I got a shot to get clean. But to start praying, I didn't know where to start at. It seemed like they just crushed my heart. And my grandson looked at me and said, Papa, you don't know how to pray? I said, no. They said, don't worry about it. We'll teach you. Yeah. It taught me a prayer. I learned it. I came back with it. We got busy with it. I answered religious, but it's not a religious program. It's spiritual. So they asked me to get in a position with them. I got in a position, and I recited that prayer to them, and they jumped on me. Pop, pop, learned it. I said, yeah. They say, pop, pop, we make meetings. This is the left hand. This is the program. This is the right hand. This is the fellowship. If you ever in trouble, put the fellowship with the program, and you'll be in a position. But they say, since you don't know how to pray that good, put the fellowship with the program and give yourself a great big hug. And from that day, I no longer say the prayer that they taught me. I got to pray on my own. I asked my father, how is he doing? Is there anything I could do for him? You don't have to be my butler so much. Please put me in position to do a little bit of your butler work. And life been happy, joyous, and free, spiritually fresh, and glad to be alive. Don't want to hear theories. Don't want to hear excuses and alibis. I don't believe nobody make reservations to use drugs. I think you just make a bad damn decision because you forget you got a choice today. You can get with this or you can get with that. You know what that's life like. Find out what this life like. I'm at that moment of truth, but I'm a firm believer in our literature, and I compile nothing unique and nothing special about this. I saw somebody do it with three. God put me in position to utilize some more. When I made my first Narcotics Anonymous meeting, I was a newcomer. I didn't know what to expect. I practiced 45 years to be a junkie. Y'all told me I was an addict. I went home. I read this. I came back. I say, principles for personality. I'm an addict, and my name is Bronco. Y'all said, well, welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. Y'all didn't demand none of me. Y'all gave me some suggestions. One of them was, you was homeless before you get here. Don't be homeless up in here, up in here, up in here. Get yourself a home group. Be a voting member in your home group. Show up for a group conscience business meeting. I was so crazy. Y'all say, boy, you whacked out your mind. Get yourself an NA sponsor. You're not duly addicted, poly addicted, cross addicted. You ain't nothing but an addict. Suffer from disease of addiction that affect you in every area of your life. How do I know that? My experience. I begin to embark on the 12-step journey. Who, what, how, and why. Sponsor told me to open up the first page and read it. I said, not knowing it. He said, because you don't know nothing. Let me guide you through this process and you might learn a little something. Took me to the symbol, saw the word simplicity, asked me, I know what it means. I said, no, I found the dictionary. It said, a condition of simple. He said, that's right. I like what you did. You didn't go up in your head. You asked for help. Another key thing in this process, if you knew what to do, why the hell you ain't do it? You didn't know how to stay clean, so ask somebody to help you learn and teach you how to stay clean. He told me to go to the word and the last word in our index and say worthwhile. He said, I guarantee if you keep this program simple, it's going to be worthwhile. I said, yeah. He said, but now, Bronco, don't go up in your head. You're going to have to start standing just for the day. Just for the day, don't use drugs. I don't care what else happened, just don't use drugs. Try to stay clean. Take the T from just, the R from four, and the Y for the day. T-R-Y, try. By trying to stay clean, I not only talk the program, I begin to start living the program. By walking the walk and talking the talk, I got me some self-acceptance. I accept me for who I am. I accept you for who you are. You can't change me, and I can't change you. That's success stuff. That's God's job. If you doing work on somebody else and ain't doing no work on you, you might have to take another look. What addiction is... and what addiction ain't. And if you don't take another look, you're going to be trapped in the triangle of self-obsession. Resentment, angers, and fear. They're going to have acceptance, love, and faith. I used to say a fully self-supporting decline in outside contribution. Self-sufficiency is a lie. I have spiritual principles in practice today. The steps will guide me to the spiritual principles so me to incorporate them in my life so I can learn how to be a better person to me, to be a better person for you, to be with me. And by me, you being with me, I want to be with you. Because if you don't, I was an arsonist. But in over 12 years, I ain't set nothing afire. Why? Because I'm a resource in my community today. I'm not burning it up. I'm building my neighborhood up. I'm 62, I'll be 63. It ain't the old people, the elderly people in my neighborhood. They come up to me. I remember what you used to do. Please. Take my great-grand, my grandbaby, and take him with you. Y'all should have seen how he used to be, but look at him there. He take baths. Go with him. You need lunch money? You need coffee? I said, no, I just need them to ask me for themselves. Why? Because I did some inside work, so I'm able to stay clean on the outside. My story is about recovering, not relapsing. Relapse is not a requirement. It's a reality. Only because somebody chose to make it a reality. You got choices. You don't have to. Because what I'm talking about is one adequate experience with acceptance. I accept the disease I suffer from is powerful. I found some powerful in the disease of addiction, and I call it recovery. And I found some powerful in recovery, and I call it God. I get my recovery from the God that I serve. I have faith that what will work for you will work for me, and I am committed to something other than me, I. The I had to die so that we can live. I'm committed to the Narcotics Anonymous program, the Narcotics Anonymous fellowship, a Narcotics Anonymous home group, my Narcotics Anonymous sponsor, my Narcotics Anonymous sponsee, my Narcotics Anonymous guy. I love you, dog. Who let the dogs out? But most important, I'm committed to Narcotics Anonymous Bronco. If you're hanging with people that ain't telling you they love you, you better stop hanging with them people. I don't know if God would ever open up the gates of heaven and ask me to step in. Poor, but I'm glad he opened the gates of hell and asked me to stop out. If nobody told you they love you, I do. Thanks for allowing me to share. Thank you.